welcome Pastor Snyder and his family today. And we are happy that you are worshiping with us today. Praise the Lord. Surely, I have many things to praise the Lord for. And I would like to thank the Lord for his answer to prayers on behalf of the Spanish ministry. As Brother Wesley testified, we have been praying for some people, and the Lord has been answering prayers. Blessed be his holy name. And if you remember, last Sabbath afternoon, I asked you to pray for a lady from Panama, Sister Raquel, that she lives in Minnesota, and she's having some problems with her left eye, and the Lord has been answering prayers. She's doing fine, and she's just hoping to have the next appointment that will be in June, and she will know more about her situation, about her eye. So keep praying for her. I was able to talk to her on the phone the other day, and I was happy to get in touch with her after so long. Sister Raquel, for those who weren't here last Sabbath afternoon, is a lady that we met in New Orleans when we were there, and we ministered to her the things of God. She used to come to our Bible classes, and I believe this lady loves the Lord. And after Katrina, she moved to Minnesota, cold country, a Panamanian lady, as I told you, a lady from a tropical country living in Minnesota. But praise the Lord, she feels and she knows that God sent her there for a purpose. So keep praying for her. Praise God. I would like to start today, and I would like that we go together to the book of John. John chapter 16. And I would like to read to begin with verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. We surely should be praising God for the ministry of the Spirit of the living God in our life. Here he's called the Spirit of Truth, and he is supposed to guide us unto all truth. And not only that, he will show us things to come. The Spirit of God, that's part of his ministry, is to show us things in the future. And according to the Bible, we know that God leads his people through visions. God speaks, and also God can give revelations, but also God can talk to us through his word. And in his word, we can find things that are going to come to pass in the future. And today, because I feel there is a need among God's people today, I would like to go to the Old Testament, to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 20, Ezekiel chapter 20, and verses 33 through 38. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out, I will rule over you. And I will bring you out from the people, and will gather you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered, with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there I will plead with you face to face, like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so will I plead with you, saith the Lord God. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, And I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. And I will purge out from among you the rebels and them that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the country where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Praise God. Now let's come to an agreement, if it's possible. Do you believe that these verses apply to God's people today? If it's not so, I would like to talk to you about this, because this is important. You know, this is in the Old Testament, but we believe the Old Testament is for God's people today. Paul wrote about the things that were written beforehand. They were written for what? For our learning, for our admonition. We can learn what happened to the people of Israel before. And it has an application to us today. And number two, that was number one. So the Old Testament, do we agree that it's for us today? Now, these verses are addressed to Israel. Yeah, we have problem here now. Do they apply to us today? I believe so. You know, God has today what we call spiritual Israel. It's not Israel after the flesh. Praise God. I don't have any Jewish blood in me. I have some Indian from Colombia and some Spanish from Spain. It's a mixture. I don't know what I am. But I know one thing. I am Israelite in the spirit. And if you have Jesus in your heart, if you have faith in God, and you believe God, and you're trying to follow the Lord with all your heart, and you have faith, you are Abraham's seed, according to the book. Praise God. You are Abraham's seed. And this applies to us because we are Israelites. Praise God. And I believe with all my heart that there is a wonderful teaching here. And there is a wonderful thing that God is going to do. And I would like to talk to you about this, because it is very important. As you know, I have problem with my English pronunciation, and that's the reason I prefer to use the chalkboard, so you will understand what I mean. God is going to do several things according to these scriptures, according to the verses that we read. Number one, He's going to rule. You can be following this in your Bible. He said that, I will rule. Number two, He's also going to gather. Number three, He's also going to plead with us. That's to say, He's going to judge. Number four, He's going to make us to pass under what? Under? I didn't hear anything. Under the rod. Good. He's going to make us to pass under the rod. Also, He's going to bring us unto the bond of the covenant. Number six, He's also going to purge the rebels. And number seven, He's also to make us know that I am the Lord. Praise God. So there are several things that God is going to do with His people. And I believe that we are in the time when God is going to do this. And how God is going to rule, how God is going to gather His people. You look the verses there. For in Ezekiel, you will see that it says, with a mighty what? Hand. And with a stretched out arm, and also with what? Fury poured out. So we see that God is going to do this. He's going to rule over His people. And also he's going to gather his people with a mighty hand. Mighty hand. And with stretched out arm. And also with fury poured out. Praise God. God is going to rule over his people. He's going to reign over his people. Praise the Lord. You know, we know that Jesus is king today and that he reigns and he rules. But we're coming to a day when God is going to rule completely, 100%. We know that God rules. And we just said a while ago, our God reigns. And it's true. We believe it. But how much does really God rule in your heart today? How much does God really tell you what to do in your life? We're coming to a time, people, when God is going to rule over his people 100%. God's word is going to be fulfilled. God's word is going to be accomplished in the hearts of his people. Praise God. I'm not talking about God reigning in the world, in this system. God is in control of everything. I am concerned about God ruling in my heart. How much do I allow God to be really the king of my life? 100%? It's coming to that day, people. And it's going to take what? A mighty hand. The book says so. And a stretch out arm. The book says so. And what? Fury pour out. Why? Has to be that way. God is going to do it. Praise the Lord. Now, Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. And verses 33. To 38. This is the angel of God who came to Mary. Beginning with verse 30 to begin. 30 to 30 to 33. Let's begin to verse 30. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus." Jesus. The Savior. He shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Praise God. Jesus, hallelujah, is king today. And verse 33, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob. We are spiritual Jacob. And he says, the angel says, and he shall reign. Praise. He shall rule. Praise God. I believe that that scripture is going to be fulfilled completely in this end time. When God is going to have control of his people 100%. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Praise God. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's go to Genesis chapter 41. Genesis chapter 41 and verse 32. And here is Joseph before Pharaoh. And you know that Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, he had a dream of these cows. And you know the magicians in Egypt, they know the interpretation of the dream. They couldn't, because it was a dream given by God. They didn't know the meaning of the dream, but Joseph did, and he came to Pharaoh, and he told in verse 32, and for that the dream was double unto Pharaoh twice, it is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Why am I using this verse to show you what I have in my heart today? Because here I found a wonderful truth. How many times do you find in the verses in Ezekiel, mighty hand, stretch out arm, fury pour out? How many times? Twice, huh? You mean that it means that it's established by God? Do you know what it means? That God is going to do it. God is not going to change his mind. You better be sure that God is going to do this. God is going to do it. Well, he put it there twice to show us that God has determined to do this. Praise God. Twice. And I praise God for the things that he showed to his people. Praise God. But what do we mean with a mighty hand? What do we mean with a stretch out arm? What do we mean with fury poured out? Let's go to the book and find what God has to say about this. In the Old Testament, that we are there in the Old Testament, Genesis, let's go to Deuteronomy. I don't know if I pronounce it well, but anyway, you know what I'm talking about. The book of Deuteronomy, after Numbers, and this is in chapter 7, and verses 17 through 19. If thou shalt say in thy heart, these nations are more than I, you see, God is talking to the people of Israel, how can I dispossess them? Thou shalt not be afraid of them, but shalt remember what the Lord thy God did unto Pharaoh and to all Egypt. Oh, remember what I did to the king of Egypt, to Pharaoh. Verse 19. The great temptations which thine eyes saw, and the signs, and the wonders, and the mighty hand, and the stretch out arm, whereby the Lord thy God brought thee out. Praise God. God brought Israel out of the house of bondage. With what? With a, hallelujah, with a mighty hand. Hallelujah. With a stretch out arm. Praise God. So shall he, the Lord thy God, do unto all the people of whom thou art afraid. God is telling the same way that I brought you out, you see, of the house of bondage in Egypt. I will take care of your enemies, you see. But I want to stress mighty hand, because God is going to do it in this end time with his people the same way. Praise God. Mighty hand. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 12. Praise the Lord. God has brought the plagues upon the Egyptians because Pharaoh didn't want to release God's people who were there in bondage. And God is about ready, praise the Lord, to bring the last plague upon the Egyptian people. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Here God brought the last plague upon the Egyptians, and he brought what? Judgment. Upon what? Upon who? Upon all the gods of Egypt. God showed the Egyptian that he is God, and that he was in control, and he is in control today, and he judged all. Praise God. He brought judgment, and he judged and showed that he is God, all the gods of Egypt. Does it mean that God is going to judge the gods that we have in our hearts today? You know, we should put fear. I mean, a godly fear upon our hearts. And I praise God because of his mercy. Because I'm going to tell you people, I am not ready for this. But God is going to do it. God, remember, is cleansing the church. Because when Jesus returns, He's going to present what? A glorious church. Without spot, without wrinkle. And now is the time to cleanse ourselves and be ready for what God in store for us. Because it's wonderful. Yes, it's wonderful. Because God is going to have that glorious church with the glory of the Lord with His people. Praise God. Oh, blessed be the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is going to plead with His people today, face to face. Imagine that. You remember Moses in the Old Testament? That he was able to talk to God. Praise God. God is going to talk to His people. And He's going to judge by face to face. Oh, praise God. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verses 17 and 18. Praise God. For the time is come that judgment must begin where? At the house of what? Of God. Must begin. Brother Randall spoke about this, about the must that we find in the Bible, and that this was one of them that he read last Sabbath afternoon. Must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what should the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? God is going to judge His people. And not only that, God is judging His people today. You know, we should be happy and rejoice that God is judging us. Because that's part of love. It's part of love. You know, when God brings judgment upon the sinner, it's for destruction. To destroy the sinner, the ungodly. But when God brings judgment upon His people, it's for what? For cleansing. For purifying. And we need a fire. Do we need a fire? Absolutely. We need the fire of the Holy Ghost. You know, we're having some cold weather lately. And what do? When you know that the cold is going to be increasing, you put the thermostat a little while higher. And that means you have more what? More heat. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many what? Shall wax cold. And this is the truth, people. God's people, I'm talking in general. You, seek the Lord and find yourself how you are. We are cold. We are cold. God's people need to have the fire of the Holy Ghost. And believe me, God is going to pour it on. God is going to. Because it's needed. I have to tell you the truth in my personal walk with the Lord. I don't willingly, I want to stress that, surrender to the Lord. And I believe we are in the same boat. We don't willingly surrender to God what we're supposed to do and surrender. And because of that, God will see. God is going to turn the heater on and on and on because it's necessary. And I praise God because this is love, people. It's love. You see? It's love. Correction is needed. And we need the judgment of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is also going to what? To gather His people. God is going to gather His people. This is found in the scriptures. Jesus said so. Jesus said that He got one church. Upon this rock I shall build my church. And He also said that, praise the Lord, I don't want to misquote. Let me see if I remember this. I think it's in John 10, praise the Lord, 13, I believe. Let's see if I am right or wrong. No, it's not 13, but it's there. I will tell you. Is the one that says, that Jesus said, that there will be one. Yeah, here it is. It's 16. And another sheep I have, which are not of this fold, then also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold, one, and one what? Shepherd. God is going to unite his people. Today, we are scattered. God's people, the true Israel, the house of Jacob, we are divided today. For so many believe, we see in a different way. And God is going to see that we come together in unity. And he is going to do it. Praise the Lord. And how is he going to do it? Here, the book says so how. Praise the Lord. But I would like to read something about this gathering of God's people. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 11 and 12. And it shall come to pass in that day that Isaiah is talking about there is the last days. You read the beginning of this book. He was talking about the last day, but the last day refers really to the last day that we are living. That day refers to the days that we are living in. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people. Remember? Talking about God's people, the Israelites, in this, after the Spirit. We shall be left from Assyria and from Egypt and from Pathros and from Cush and from Elam and from Shinar and from Hamath and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations and shall what? Assemble. What are they bring together? Whom? The outcast. In the eyes of God, we are not outcasts, but in the eyes of the world, if you are obeying the words of Jesus and you are following his word, you are an outcast. God is going to gather. Praise the Lord, the outcast of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. He said, God knows that he has people in the four corners of the world. He knows there are people in China who love God. He knows there are Indians in Mexico who have never heard the gospel. They also need to hear the gospel of Jesus and find salvation and find the Lord, and then God is going to bring them together. How? That way. God is in control. And I'm happy that he is in control. And he knows how to do it. God is going to gather his people. Micah chapter 2 and verse 12. I will surely, it's God speaking here. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. And I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. Yes, God has a remnant. God has a small group of people who love him. I will put them together as the sheep of Bosra and as the flock in the midst of their fold. They shall make great noise by reason of the multitude of men. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Did Jesus speak about God's people being gathered together? Absolutely. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 30. Remember, he's talking about the parable of the wheat and the tares. And the servants wanted to pull up the tares. But what did Jesus say? Let's both grow together until the harvest. Jesus gave the explanation of this parable later on. And the harvest is talking about the end of the world. Let's both grow together. Let the tares and the wheat grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, I will. Jesus is in control. And he will say, to whom? Not to us, to the reapers. And you know the reapers are the angels of God. Praise God. And praise the Lord. I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather what? The wheat where? Into my barn. Jesus has a barn. Yes, he does. Why? Have a barn. And there he's going to gather together the wheat. And you read the rest of the chapter and you will find out the explanation of this parable, because that was a parable, and I thank the Lord that Jesus gave the interpretation. He is going to gather his people. The wheat are his people. And Jesus is going to gather them together. Oh Lord, hate that day. Hate that day, Lord. When we will all come to you together, Lord God. Hallelujah. No more divisions. Hallelujah. No more separations. But in the Spirit, we're going to be one. Praise God. Yes. God is busy today working together his people. Together. And God is going to see that it is accomplished. Praise God. In his job, praise the Lord. And also God is going to make us to pass what? Under. Oh. Who likes to be under? You know that submit one to another, that means to be under somebody. Who likes to do that willingly? If you are like me, you don't. I want to do what I want to do. And nobody's going to tell me what to do. But God is looking for people that go under, to be in submission. Submarine, that is Latin, mean under, sub, submit, under, subject, under. But we don't like that. You know, people, why God is going to do it with a mighty hand? It doesn't have to be that way. But he's going to do it because God is going to have a clean church. God is going to finish his job. Praise the Lord. But what is the rag? Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 4. But with righteousness shall she judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of what? Of his mouth. What is that two-edged sharp sword that we find in Revelation? And what is the sword of the Spirit? The word of God. We're going to pass under the word of God. That means we're going to be under God and under his commandments. And we're going to obey him. Praise God. God is going to do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. You see, he will slay the wicked with his word. But he will cleanse his people with his word. It's not for destruction, people. It's for our good. It's for our good. Praise God, that God is going to do this. Praise the Lord. I don't want to go more about this. You see, there are other things that God is going to do. But I want to stress, God is going to show that He is God. God is going to show that He is Lord. That He is the supreme commander, praise God. And that He is in control of everything. And that He is in control of His people. Praise the Lord. But I don't want to discourage anybody today. No. This is not my business. My business as a minister of God is to show you what I see in the scriptures and encourage you to submit yourself to God. Praise God. Job, in the Old Testament, Job, you are familiar with this verse. Job chapter 23 and verse 10. That is Job speaking here. But he knoweth the way that I take. Praise the Lord. Job knew that God knew him. Praise the Lord. And whatever Job was going to do, God knew that. Praise the Lord. When He has tried me, I shall, praise God, I shall come forth as what? As gold. As gold. And you know gold in the scripture has to do with divinity. Job knew that when God brought problems to him, and that when his face was tried, that he will come out like gold, pure. Refined, praise God, for the glory of God. And you know, that is going to happen to us. We're going to be refined as gold. Praise God. And God is working with His people to finish this. Revelation chapter 7 and verses 9 through 14. This is a description of God's people. And Brother John is telling us in verse 9, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number. Which no man could number. Of all nations, praise God, and kindreds, and people, and tongues, Chinese, Japanese, Spanish, all tongues. You see, now we see the end product. It stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. They were dressed in white. And they had palms in their hands because they were victorious. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise your wonderful name. Praise the Lord. And cry with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God. Praise the Lord. This is a picture, a description of God's people saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said unto me, these are they which came out of what? Great tribulation. Tribulation. squeezing. Not only squeezing, but great squeezing. Mega. Mega, that means what? Means great, big. Like the earthquake that we have in Haiti. That was a mega earthquake. And this tribulation is mega tribulation. What it means? That God is going to see. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is going to see that everything, praise the Lord, that everything will be upon the altar. Everything. And God is going to squeeze us. You know, I like lemon. And I buy from time to time some lemons. And I like to squeeze those lemons to get the juice, the very last drop. And you know, I was taught, I don't know when, a long time ago, if you take a knife or a spoon and you put the half of that lemon and you choose to squeeze, and you will see the juice flowing down where you want it. God is going to do the same thing. God is going to do the same thing. God is going to bring us through great tribulation, through problems, difficulties, whatever is needed. But God is going to refine His people. Praise God. But remember, they were victorious. They have palms in their hands. Praise God. And they sing unto God. Honor and power and all of that. Praise God. And to finish, Revelation in the same book. This is another picture of God's people. Revelation chapter 15 and verses 2 and 3. And I saw, praise the Lord, I saw as it were a sieve of glass mingled with what? With fire. And then that had gotten the victory over the beast. This is another picture of God's people. And they got the victory over the beast, over Satan, over his image, the image of the beast and the flesh. And over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. They were victorious. Praise the Lord. And what? And they sing. Praise the Lord. The son of Moses, the servant of God. Because what? They sing because they have the victory. They sing the song of God. And the son of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of what? King of saints. He is the King of saints, and God is going to rule over his people. So the Spirit of the Lord has told us in Ezekiel chapters 20 and verses 33 and 38 what God is going to do. Praise the Lord. And God is going to do it because it's needed. Praise His holy name. And if you read those verses again, if I count it well, you will see that God says, I will, or will I count it 10 times. I will, or will I. God is telling us that God is busy and He's going to fulfill His word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I praise God for the mercy of the Lord, for His love and compassion with us, that God is telling us what to do and how He's going to do it. And I believe is, praise the Lord, is a combined effort. Is God working, and also we work, surrendering our life to God. Yes, God is going to gather his people, and he's judging his people, and God, praise the Lord, hallelujah, wants to rule completely, 100% in our life. It's now up to us if we surrender to God. We don't have to wait for that mighty hand and stretch out our fury pour out. We can surrender whatever is needed to God now. Praise God. And God will give us the victory, whatever is the problem. Praise God. May the Lord bless us. May the Lord help us to surrender completely and to him our life 100%. To him be the glory. Praise God.